Stories.
Hello, Galesburg. This is Kevin Lepper. We're at the Morton Invitational, and I'm working with you on percussion tonight. My vantage point will be at the track, so some of your balance and blend is going to have to come from the upstairs. Boy, with this really nice dark music going on here, these random bump, bump, I think could be quite a bit more. And I think there could be more different colors going on. You know, China cymbals, artillery shells, anything to give us. Oh, that was the best sound I've heard so far from the chime. That's rocking. Nice impact. Good job, concert bass drum. Right, the pit is working too hard on these runs. You need to develop your technique. Yeah, our doubles are getting away from us in the drum line. Again, more ding, dum, dum, ding. We need to figure out who has the accompaniment line, who has the main line in the pit, and detail that. Right, I've been watching the drums. You guys are doing a pretty nice job of stick control. Earlier, your diddles were giving you problems. We can use a lot more musical phrasing from the drums. That will really add to the depth of our presentation. Okay, we have some rhythmic issues in the bass drum. Good recovery pit. Okay, if it were up to me, I would have a lot of sectionals as far as drum major on the field, pit, and drums. And drums are marching a phrase, and drum majors are conducting it, and the pit's playing along. Because right now, we seem to have a lot of miscontact between the front and the back. I think that would help everybody out as far as really starting to be able to phrase and push through these emotions. Right, Pitt, we need to perform a lot better. Take a look on the video right now, and if you had the sound completely off, you wouldn't be able to tell what kind of song this was. You wouldn't be able to tell it's this nice rock ballad. So what I would do is I would watch some indoor percussion groups, and I would see how they phrase things, how they moved. And then you guys can start adding that into your program a little bit at a time. And again, we've got these great mallet runs, but we really don't have the technique built up to get them to sound to the audience. Got some rhythmic issues going on. Right. And for my taste, I think we're using the concert bass and gong too much. I would look at how much and just try to figure out the right places for that. Sometimes less is more, and I think this is one of those. Right, again, make that more lyrical, more rhapsodic in the piano or the synth. It was like, we have to get through this, instead of, okay, we got to play musically. Okay, so hopefully some of these things have helped. Everybody has to keep their technique going. Everybody has to be working basics on a daily basis, and then put groups of two together and three together and section together, and then try that rehearsal technique that I was talking about with drum major, pit, and battery. I think that'll help you out. Thanks.